Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, can you dig it? Every summer, the Aleutic Museum and Archaeological Repository hosts a project in Kodiak where students and community members can join in. This season, they're excavating a site on a small island which appears to have been a subsistence camp from thousands of years ago. KMXT's Daisha Eaton has more.
Down a trail through stands of towering Sitka spruce across a rocky beach and along an outcropping is a freshly dug 4x5 patch of dirt where researchers believe that thousands of years ago, Aleutic people once caught and smoked cod.
So we are at the archaeological site called Kiktangjuk.
That means little island in Aleutic. And that's Molly O'Dell, who's a project manager and archaeologist at the museum. It's day three of community archaeology, and through the filtered light of an alder canopy, the all-volunteer team of 10 is uncovering a large fire pit about 3 meters across. Initial discoveries point to the site being a seasonal camp.
We haven't found any evidence of houses or people living here, so it probably was more like a camp.
And like a fish camp.
Yep. And Patrick, my colleague, was out here hiking one time, and he saw some people catching cod right from the beach. And this was just a few years ago. So we know that you can catch cod here today, so you probably could a few thousand years ago as well.
They've already dug up a fist-sized rock fishing line weight called a plummet, which indicates the site could be around 3,000 years old. Patrick Saltonstall is curator of archaeology at the Aleutic Museum.
Archaeology is all about using evidence to come up with what happened in the past. The story is what really matters.
As he explains, a big part of figuring out the story comes from mapping the site.
106, 113, 110.
It's the elevation in relation to data. So we'll be able to make a three-dimensional map of the site.
Peter Ellis is a PhD student in archaeology at the University of Pittsburgh who traveled all the way to Kodiak to volunteer on the project.
I've never dug anything this old before. This is very cool to me. Again, back in the East Coast, everything was, 17, 1800s. For me, oldest is probably, 1400, AD. So this is kind of a really cool and unique opportunity. I've never seen a feature like a smoke processing pit that size either before.
He worked on another community archaeology dig in Dutch Harbor in the Aleutian Islands last summer, and he's an experienced digger who says the way you dig matters.
So basically, with archaeology, we're looking at time as it goes down through the soil. So you want to dig mostly horizontally, thin layers at a time, so if you look for any changes, you might find them by digging horizontally and slowly instead of kind of digging, one deep, quick pit straight down. So that's where we use the trowels and the dustpans to slowly scoop dirt into our dustpans and put them in the bucket, and then we give them to our screener, who's going to run all that sediment through a screen to catch any artifacts bigger than a quarter inch or a half inch.
The very first day of the dig, volunteer Keith Bruce, a sophomore at Kodiak High School, found the artifact mentioned earlier, the fishing weight.
The first day I found a stone plummet, which was used to hold down fishing line. It was a weird feeling, You're touching something someone touched 3,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago. It feels special because you can see where someone's hit it, spent time knocking around, making the groove.
In between, it's a lot of digging until that magical moment when your eye spots something.
Okay, what are you finding here, Molly?
I'm starting to find soil that has little tiny white flecks in it, which I think are degraded shells. Like clamshells, things like that. And then I found some little tiny pieces of fishbone here, which is what we were hoping to find because we were thinking this was a smoking pit for fish.
And then the crew finds something else, another plummet.
A line weight or a net weight. It's a notch, a rock here that looks kind of ugly, but it's notched on either end. And this is probably would have had a line around it and would have held a rig for fishing on the bottom. So this is how they caught the cod that they fished in within here.
Another clue that hopefully, when added together with all the others, will create a small window into the world of Aleutic people in Kodiak thousands of years ago. In Kodiak, I'm Daisha Eaton with help from Zane Navarro.